Y'all, I am in Dallas, country ass fucking Make America Great Again, Texas. And the only good thing that's happened to me here besides getting fucked is Allie Triple X. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm Wheezy, and today I am out of town, but had to record this episode for you with my guest co-host, Allie XXX. Allie, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Yes, it's Allie. You may remember me from Twitter circa 2009
What was your Twitter
to it
name?
was Allie Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't Google it, because
So I have, let me just talk about it for what I know of Allie, how I'm going to describe Allie. When I was on Twitter like 10 years ago, Allie was this crazy fucking bitch that had a website called AllieXXX.net, which was not porn. It was literally a blog site for her sexcapades. And you posted a picture with cum on your tits, and that's all I remember. And I'm like...
And I got dragged.
You did?
Dragged. Oh, my God. That's why I said don't Google it, but I know y'all will. But
wait, it still comes up?
There's... Oh, yeah. The people on Lipstick Allie will never let me live it down.
Oh, girl, they dragged us. Well, you know, this episode is called Madam to Mommy, so we would like to talk about, you know what, everything is hashtag growth.
Right.
We all grow up.
Right.
Except for maybe Taz's Angels. I don't feel like they've grown up.
No, they're still in a sunken place.
So today, you guys, if you have never heard Horrible Decisions, it is a podcast that we interview people about their kinks. We talk about our embarrassing stories. We try to educate and entertain you, and we're going to talk about escorting today, the game, how it's been changing. There's been a lot of things going on in the news with sex work, stuff like that. Allie has been hands-on herself and with other women and knows about that lifestyle from that era. And I kind of just want to get into the conversation about that. And I want to start with some vanilla shit. There's an article about Craigslist and Backpage, how the CEOs have been arrested, how they've been taken down. Mm-hmm. Instead of me reading this shit, just tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so actually, I kind of knew that there was something going on when a couple of months ago, this was actually in September, Eros got raided. And all the everyone on Escort Twitter or FinDom Twitter, everybody was freaking out because basically Homeland Security had raided them. I guess they're looking for people who were being sex trafficked from other countries, like, you know, those massage
parlors.
Okay,
so they were trying to do it for in a sex trafficking way and save those people.
Yes, but in the meantime, they really don't give a fuck about people who are actually doing this by choice, because not everybody is a victim in sex work. There are some people who actually use this as a stepping stone to start other businesses or to get through school, and they do it by choice.
Right.
But with these new laws, basically, they're saying if a girl posts on your website and an arrest happens from that post, then you could be fined or arrested behind that. So now all these other websites, Backpage and Craigslist, that's like what everybody always jokes about, bitches being on Backpage. But real bitches who are escorting have not been on Backpage.
I was
in
gonna say, because
years.
Everybody always talks shit about Backpage. And it's like, I've never
It's one of the shadier sites. I would say like a lot of the maybe lower tier girls are on there, because from what I know from there, none of those people that hit you up, like, it's just so unorganized. There's a system.
So what did they do to the Backpage and Craigslist CEOs? What did they remove from there?
You can't even get on Backpage now.
So did they remove the personals from Craigslist?
Personals are gone. Well, first off, they took the escorting section off of Backpage, like, last year. So girls have been using...
Personals.
The personals.
I saw some people saying, oh, wow, I actually used the personals, like, to find love.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, now it was flooded with ads, like flooded with ads from girls now.
Okay. So that part is gone. Mm-hmm. And why does it matter for someone that wants to get into sex work or that does sex work? Why does it matter that those things are gone? Why does it matter that all these sites are being taken down?
Okay. So these sites were a way to create a safe network. So basically how it worked was, like, say if you wanted to get on there, you would need a reference from somebody who has already been on there and has reviews on there. So that person is already verified and they vouch for you.
Okay, like a membership club.
Basically, yes.
But so, for Halloween.
But for Halloween. And tricking. And Yeah, so basically I would say, okay, yeah, she's cool, she can get on. And then they put you in for a trial period. And then after you get like 2 reviews, then at that point you can post more often or whatever. Well, I guess it's a case-by-case basis or site-by-site basis, because these networks stretched all across the country. Like there's Eros is, of course, nationwide.
I've used Eros.
Yeah, TER.
So, like on vacation, I was like, oh my God, let's get a girl. And then she came and she was ugly. I'm like, well, bitch, you got good reviews because you suck. Good day. But I don't know about what the fuck this is.
Well, see, if you would have knew about TER, you could have read. You could have.
What's
seen
it called?
TER, which is the erotic review.
Okay. TER.
Yeah, is an acronym for the erotic review. And on there, that's basically, it's actually New York based. Like, that's where all the New York girls used to post was TER. And on there, they have a rating system.
But how does this keep them safe? So, like, kind of explain that process.
All right. So, once
you now get, that this is gone.
So, once you get on there, you post your ad, right? You post your ad, and then you list your screening preferences. And most of the time, it would be 2 provider references, or, you know, you share your employer information or whatever.
How do you screen a trick? What do they call them? Clients
or hobbyists. Yes, that's what they like to call themselves.
I like that.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you screen one?
Okay, so he hits me up. Usually, I would get really annoyed when they would not list all their references. So you would need to provide 2 provider references from verified providers and provide her website, her phone number, and links to her reviews.
Now, so, what if you're a guy that wants to get an escort, but you don't know how to, like, like you don't have anyone that can refer you?
So then you need to be able to and willing to share your employee information and your ID, because I don't think that's fair. You know where I look, what I look like. You're coming to my hotel room, or I have to come to your house, another place that's putting me in an environment that I'm not in control of. So I want to know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
So you should be willing to do that.
So now that all of these websites are taken down, women have to resort to not having references, but how do they do it? How do they keep themselves safe now?
It's going to be tricky, because now a lot of girls are going to turn back to the strip clubs, and you're going to see a lot of raids from people doing backroom blowjobs. A lot of cops are going to start raiding the strip clubs, which I've already seen has been happening in New Orleans and Florida, too. I think our beloved Booby Trap just got raided the other day.
Damn.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about you. I got some have you ever questions for you.
Okay.
All right, Allie. So I want to get into a little bit of have you ever with you. And you listen to the show, so you know. My first question is, have you ever thrown up or been too high or too drunk to finish or even see a client?
Yes. And this was really bad, because it wasn't my client.
Wait, what?
Another girl had called me on. To come
like
on
a
the
threesome.
Yeah. But she was a working girl too, and she was my friend. So she was like, "Hey, do you want," it was actually in New York. Oh my God. She was like, "Hey, you want to come to New York with me? I'm going to go see this guy." She gave me the rate. I was like, "Okay, cool." Because we were going to see him for one night, and then he paid for our hotel for the week too. So we got
Oh damn.
Yeah, so we got to see him. We got paid for that one night, and then, you know, we had a whole room to trap out of for free. So we was like, "Okay."
A whole room to trap. God.
So, girl, I had already been drinking on the plane. You know, I'm a lush girl. I was drinking on the plane, got to the hotel, you know, everything's on his card. So we're in the mini bar, girl. We're ordering shit too, ordering champagne. He comes. The last thing I remember was.
Where was your hotel?
It was actually at the Out.
At the Out?
The Out. It's in like the meatpacking district, I think.
Oh, excuse me, bitch. Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't know about it, because you love your gays, and the hotel is like a gay hotel.
What you tricking ass? Go ahead, bitch.
So,
no, I don't.
So the last thing I remember was getting in the hot tub. And
oh, bitch, movement.
I don't know. I didn't throw up, but I woke up in a lime green G-string and a robe on.
Why is this so funny?
Because it was a suite, so I was on the couch and they were in the room, so I must have just, I don't know, but I still got paid. We had a good time.
Did we fuck?
That's what I said. They was like, nah, you was wasted.
Have you ever had a condom stuck in you after a
yes.
Wait, yes. Just in the middle of the sec, tell me what happened. Does he help you get it out?
Well, you know, you can, when you have Kegels, you can you can kind of push.
No, I don't, bitch, because our first episode was with us condoms stuck in us. So, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's tricky. You do have to kind of squat and try to make gravity work in your favor.
I like that. Make gravity work in your favor. Yeah. Have you ever used something else while on your period, like a sponge?
Yep, I've used to sponge it up all the time.
Really?
With makeup wedges. You know, the makeup wedges.
And you ever got one stuck in you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had to go to the hospital to get a room.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
That's me and Mandy went to the gyno and she had to get her shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you tell them? Were they like you stripping?
No, they didn't ask me anything. Oh, they didn't ask me anything.
Just get the shit out of my pussy. And I got insurance.
And, yeah. And you know, especially when you're on your period, you're like, nah, this shit need to come out now. It's going to start getting funky and shit need to come out.
Toxic shock.
Yeah, toxic shock.
Have you ever seen a client in public?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on a date and seen a client?
No.
Have you ever had a guy that didn't know that you were tricking and then...
No. Girl, how?
No Instagram, bitch.
Twitter. How old was I on Twitter? Like 19?
Okay, so that you know what? You're right. I meet guys now who don't know Weezy, but at the same time, I'm not in the era of like...
Yeah, well, I mean,
you meet on Instagram and Twitter.
Now it would be really easy to conceal, but no, in those Twitter days, like, no, I've actually gotten clients off of Twitter. I remember one day I was coming out of Fountain Blue, remember, live on Sundays. And this
they
guy.
They still live on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, I don't go anymore. So so this guy came up to me and he was like, you're Allie Incredible, right? And I was like, yeah, why? What's up? And he was like, well, I already know what's popping with you. Like, you know, I got a room upstairs.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to go to the ATM. I already got cash. So I'm like, well, all right. So me and my friend went up there.
So wait, when somebody would come up to you, like, how did you know they were, like, you were safe back then? Like, how'd you know, like, this okay, ain't a that, cop or whatever? Like, how?
Well, he was a football player, obviously.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah. So, but you're talking about, like, freelancing. Like, yeah. When you're out at the bar and, like, trying to pick
when
up
guys. When you're at the bar and when you're in a hotel.
I hated doing that. I was a real, they would call, like, I was a real, the other hoes, that's another thing I want to talk about, hoe hierarchy. Like, there are some girls who work the carpets, like the hotels or the casinos, who frown upon girls who... work on the internet. They call us flatbacks because, you know, we just sit in the hotel room waiting for money to come and make an appointment. But
is that like a look down upon way of escorting?
Well, I mean, I don't look down on anyone with like even girls who street walk, like, girl, like, do you, like, good luck. But I would think that I would always be way more freaked out, like, in freelancing situations. And anytime that I did meet somebody outside of the internet, it would always be like in a club environment or, you know what I mean? Like a club or where we've already like been drinking and I'm kind of comfortable with you already. But never like, oh no, I'm not walking around no fucking hotel trying to pick up no chicks.
Actually, my old roommate used to be a bartender at a high-end hotel and she's like, oh my God, there'll be girls that come in and they'll get cranberry juice and I know they're fucking hookers.
Yeah.
Because they're just into that shit.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you, have you ever fell in love with a client?
Yes, like hardcore.
Crying? Like, I'm going to give up this job? Have you ever thought you were going to give up your job for a client?
No. No. Well, I mean, you fantasize about stuff like that. Like, who doesn't want to be a pretty woman? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did always wish, like, oh, I just wish one of these tricks would just save me. Throw me a life raft.
So I want to talk about the kink of the week. I actually do not have a particular name or definition, but I want to tell you guys about something that I saw this weekend. Okay. So Jeeves came to Texas. We've been hanging out and fucking. We had so much fun.
I seen y'all square dancing.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Wait,
first
where
of all,
is this place? Did you stay in Fort Worth?
So he came. This is why I fuck with him. Like, he's so fucking down for whatever. So he comes to Dallas and he's like, what the fuck are we going to do? I'm like, all right, we got to go to Dallas first because they voted blue and it's the only metropolitan city that voted blue.
Right.
And me and him are liberal as fuck.
Right.
So what do? We do the most liberal shit we can find. And it was a gay cowboy square dancing
where
bar.
Where was it? What's
it's
it
called? The Roundup in Dallas.
Okay.
Bitch, we get in there and I'm like, this is the best place I've ever seen in my life. There's an old man, white man, and an Asian man hugging and square dancing. People fucking into their shit.
Where was it? Was this in Oakland? In the gayborhood?
In the gayborhood.
Okay.
I've never...
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, let me tell y'all a funny story real quick. This this lesbian comes up And she starts talking to me. He goes to the bathroom. And she's like, oh,
she was trying to bag you?
Oh, hold on, bitch. So I assumed because she saw us together that she got it, right? So he comes behind me. He's like touching my back. We're talking. I want to say he's almost holding my hand.
Yeah.
And so we keep talking and she says, so what, do you guys work together?
So she's not picking up any social cues.
You work together? No, bitch, we don't. And now I'm feeling uncomfortable. He's like, we're seeing each other. Bitch, I felt so bad. I was like, I don't want them to think this is like the novelty. We got to come to the gate.
I know. They hate that.
They hate that shit. Bitch, I felt bad. The club was dope as fuck. Actually, our Uber on the way home was a fucking drag queen.
Yeah.
A former drag queen who was in Tu Wong Fu. You remember that movie?
No.
With Wesley Snipes? The dude was like in his 40s. He's like, oh my God, yeah, I used to do her in makeup.
Oh, shit.
But like, it just was this great weekend. And then the next day, we went to see some cattle in Fort Worth.
Wow.
That was white as fuck. Actually, when we were out there, he's like, this is total WPS. Like, it was white ass. It was so white. But yeah, we didn't see any Make America Great Again shit. You told me to go to Deep Ellum. So we went to Brain Dead, like you mentioned.
Did you like it?
We did. Yeah. I did. I had an amazing time here in Dallas. I've been so worried about it being so fucking racist, and everybody on Instagram is like, bitch, you're good. So that night after the gay club, we're fucked up, we're wasted.
He's like, scene, wasn't he making you drink water?
Bitch, he kept handing me cups of water. I'm like, no, I'm totally cool. Some of y'all saw him on Instagram Live, actually. So he says, let's watch some porn together. So we start watching porn, and he's like, I really want you to see this crazy shit. So he saved these links to show me some porn. Shit that was like sexy as fuck and shit that was crazy.
Yeah.
So this is the kink of the week. I don't know what it's called, but I want you to look up mechanical fucking and mechanical dildos and like robo sex.
I watched that type of shit on Chatterbait.
There's this thing where women will literally be suspended from their head all the way to their ankles with this chain and like fucked robotically, my nigga. It's nuts. I've never seen shit like this ever.
Holy.
It's a total fucking fetish of watching a woman bound and all of that shit on a fucking machine. It's disgusting and crazy. Look on our Instagram. I'm going to put some shit up of it. I only got no signal here, bitch, or I would have looked it up.
Oh, damn. I don't have any signal.
We are in the trap.
You got T-Mobile?
No, you're busy, bitch. Look, T-Mobile lets you roam in Europe and Japan for free. So a bitch is global. You feel me? Anyway, while you being a fucking shady asshole, let's get into your horrible decision, which is escorting.
No, that was a great decision.
It still is, yeah. Bitch. So this episode is called From Madam to Mommy because I have known Allie. We met on Twitter. I've known her from quite some time. I've actually only met Allie one other time besides this one.
No, girl.
I met you one time, Allie.
No, girl. Twice.
When?
Aventura Mall.
Okay, that don't count. But I meet Allie. She hits me up on Twitter and she's like, bitch, I'm in Orlando. I'm working at the fucking mall. Okay? I was 20 years old. No, shit. This was more than 6 years ago. Oh, my God. I was only 20. Allie is she's like, you got a car? I'm like, yeah. Bitch takes my car, drives. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm the fucking resident of Orlando, driving me around. She's like, I've got some niggas. They gonna trick on us. We gonna go to your house. We gonna do this. We gonna get high. The last memory I have of you, Allie, this is why I said you don't remember it, is because I gave you an Ambien because I wanted you to turn the fuck down.
Oh, shit.
And in your fucking sleep, you straddled me, touched my titties, and went back to sleep. And I was like, yo, this bitch is nuts.
Oh, it's coming back to me now.
Dude, you were fucking crazy.
I was nuts.
You were.
I was having a good time, though. I was having a time in my life. I was making thousands of dollars every day. I was traveling.
What do you think is the most money you made in a fucking year? Like,
oh, I don't know. I
what's the most
say.
You made in a week or a month?
In a week? A week usually was at least $6,000 a week.
Wow.
Yeah, like if I would buckle down and
what were you doing with your money? You were young. What were you doing?
A girl shopping, traveling, getting rounds at the bar, eating steak dinners, all kinds
that
of
shit. That shit is really expensive, though.
Yeah, but it was, I don't regret any of it.
No.
I don't regret any
of it. You have a fucking life that people wish. So, like, now I'm on Instagram with you, and you post your fucking, your kids, and you being a mom, and yelling at them and shit.
Yes.
What's it like looking back at, like, your old fucking life or, like, old friends in Miami and just being like, what the fuck?
So when I first off moved here to Dallas from Miami, complete culture shock. Yeah. Complete. I'm not gonna lie, I was like a little depressed because it was life changing. When I made the decision to be like, all right, let me stop fucking around and take care of these damn kids.
How many kids do you have?
Two. I have a daughter and a son. So before, my mom knows everything about me.
I know. They used to talk so much shit about you on all them websites. And I'd be like, but it seems like her mama knows.
My mom knows everything. I always thought that she was low-key a little ashamed or whatever, but she never was.
Because you could still do sex work and be a fucking mom.
Yeah, right. I think that a lot of people get it confused. Once you become a mom, you're not supposed to be a sexual being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's how the fuck would you have
they
a kid
anyway? They said that shit to Amber Rose, too.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I feel
she's just
that.
The first person that came in my mind. Look at Beyonce, my nigga, who is fucking hotter right now?
Right.
She got three goddamn kids with strutting down that shit at Coachella.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's some questions I have for you that I have so many. I'm trying to get them together. First off, how do you keep, when you were, your family and your sex work apart?
Well, that was really easy. And I don't know if you remember, but I never used to post my daughter.
No,
when
I do remember.
When I was talking all my shit and doing all that, I just never wanted to associate her innocence with something that I was doing. I never wanted to, drag her into that.
How do you keep them from seeing it, with this,
Well, I mean, she's still really young. And honestly, she's getting older now. So I'm not going to hide it. I'm going to talk to her about it for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you would say that.
Yeah.
Not in a way, not in a judgy way. I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this. I didn't think you would say that because I think I've talked to some strippers that will say things like, I don't want my kids to do this, so they want to not tell them. But it's just...
Well, it happens. And honestly, her side of the family have... She's asked me before because some...
She's asked you what?
Was I a stripper? I mean, that's a nice way to put it, because I didn't dance for too long, honey.
I know. Because you know where the money was at.
Yeah. I didn't dance for too long. So.
What did you say?
Oh, I completely denied it. It's not your fucking business yet. You're 11. It's not your fucking business.
You're right.
I'll tell you later.
What do your
girl.
Kids think you do?
Now? Yeah. Well, they see me working. You know.
What did they think?
Oh, I told my daughter I was a makeup artist.
Your eyeshadow was always nice.
Yes,
you gotta look out when you suck a little dick.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, you had to make sure you had that. What was we always used to do? What was that dark
smoky eye?
Oh, the smoky eye.
I looked
eye
like I got beat up all the time
with that silver.
I have some other questions. What about clients? How did you keep clients from wanting to know too much about you?
Oh, that I've had people. It was so weird. I've had them do. And that's another reason why. As I got older and a little more seasoned, then the pictures that I would post in my ad, I would make sure I did not post them anywhere else because they were doing reverse image searches and they would find my actual social media and see.
Oh shit!
Yes, girl. It was fucking weird. I would see them the next time and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I follow you on Twitter now. And it would make me so uncomfortable.
What was your typical type of client like?
A middle-aged white male.
Really?
Yeah. Very professional. These guys would come on their lunch break.
Where?
To the hotel. I'm going to work out of my house.
Right. But, yeah. Would you prefer having your own hotel instead of an in-call or whatever?
What do you mean?
What is it called? Oh, out-calls when you go to them, right?
Yes.
So an in-call is when they come to you. Yeah. Would you prefer that over an out-call?
Yes.
You feel more safe?
Yes.
I wanted to ask...
Because I don't know what the fuck you got going on.
Is it
closet.
Better to have a pimp to take care of you and keep you, be a security thing or go solo? How do you do...
So first off, if you're somebody who's easily swayed and you get into a situation where some guy is asking you for money, then this business is not for you. You should not. Because... Somebody with somebody that's gullible or just looking for love. And most of the time when girls do have pimps, there is some coercion going on.
Right.
There is.
But then they also are saying that pimps offer the security and shit like that.
I don't know anything about that. I do have friends who have had pimps and I don't know how. Like, how do they protect you? These niggas, they take your money. They're driving around in their fucking Beamers because they got three of you.
I've had security, like, I thought they, like, stand outside. Like,
no,
not
girl.
Stand outside.
No,
something.
Girl. I've worked with girls who have pimps, and they be in whole other states. They be in other states. Don't fall for it, girls. If you got a guy telling you he's gonna put you on and he wants to make you a lot of money and get you a BBL and all these things.
A BBL
and send you to DR after 6 months, girl, no.
Now
no.
The reason I wanna ask that is because you became a madam. And so
I like the that's I like that, but I would In those circles, you can't really call yourself that because they look at the clients, the hobbyist, like they look at you, they look at the girls as having management. They didn't really like the thought of
management. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so, how did what you did become different from being a
pimp?
Yeah.
Okay. I never took 100% of anybody's money.
Right.
I'm not driving anybody around to go do shit. I'm not checking you into your hotel room. I'm not babysitting your ass. I will text you when the client is on the way.
Right.
Or I text you your schedule for the day and that's it. Like, I'm not going to be checking in with you emotionally and doing all that shit.
Right, right.
Like, that's not what I did. And so seeing that I did work, I actually did not take that much money from the girls. I would only take 20%, where a pimp is taking everything.
What did you like doing better? What did you think was more lucrative or?
Well, after doing it, after escorting for a while, I got burnt out towards the end. So towards the end, that's when I started, you know, some of the girls that I would run with, I kind of got them a little more organized. I was a one-stop shop. I was taking pictures, making websites.
Wow.
Yeah. I was setting girls up.
You was taking pictures?
Yes, girl. I can show you some of my work.
Okay, wait. So, like, when you stopped escorting, mm-hmm. did men say things like, oh, who can you put me on to? Or, like, did they want your referral?
Oh, for sure. I used my old, like, mailing list for all of the girls that
I had. You had a mailing list, bitch?
Yeah, girl, you got to be organized. You got to have them set by city so you can send them an email with new pictures and be like, hey, I'll be in town during these dates.
Stop playing!
Yeah, girl, newsletters!
Come on, Outlook 360!
Yes! Newsletters, girl.
Wait. Pussy newsletters.
Yes.
Did you send Merry Christmas?
Yes, girl. Do the picture with the little Santa hat and all that and get you a little elf. Like, get you a little a sidekick who you're doing Xmas specials with. Because, girl, you know, actually one of the busiest days used to be Christmas Day. Niggas was lonely.
What?
Lonely as fuck, girl. Lonely as fuck. It was a rush on Christmas Day all
the
time.
Rush. Uber surge. Pussy prices surge. Okay, wait. So, like, wait, let's take a quick break. Hey, guys. I wanted to let you know, even though if you follow us on Instagram, you probably do know, that we are now a part of the Loudspeaker Network. We are so fucking grateful to be on board with Loudspeakers. You might have heard us on Brilliant Idiots, and I feel like Charlamagne kind of set the bar rolling, and so we're really excited to be a part of them right now. And I wanted to let you know about our new sponsors. We are now sponsored this episode by Rode Microphones, the official microphones of the Loudspeakers Networks. Since building the studio, they've teamed up with Rode because they want to bring the best in microphones to offer the best broadcast. Sorry, I can barely fucking talk. Broadcast mics. We've been using Rode Podcaster for a few months now, and the audio quality is amazing. And the Procaster is actually the one we use. It's one of the best mics for podcasting. Mandy and I love it. It's actually really nice and big, a little bit bigger than the girth of a dick. And if you have been listening to the last few episodes, a lot of you guys have been saying, like, you've been liking new audio levels. So we're really grateful. To get more information on the Rode Procaster and the Rode's microphones, go to Rode.com. That's Rode.com. Take your podcast to the next level with Rode, and let's get back to the show. All right, so everybody gonna be mad at you if I keep mad at me if I keep asking you all these questions. I'm like, oh, you know, how's the industry? No. So let's get into some disgusting weird shit.
Okay.
What is the most money you've made for the least work? What was, like, the, you just told me when we were walking up here, it was our kink of the week last, like, a few weeks ago, like, body odor, like,
oh yeah, so,
you said somebody would want to just smell you, but, like, tell me a price for something that felt like nothing.
Something that, well, of course, always the golden showers are just, they're so easy. They're How so much is fucking that? Easy. It depends where you are. Like, D.C. would be, like, $800 an hour.
For to pee on somebody.
Yes, girl.
Bitch, I'll pee on somebody for $50.
And you know what? A lot of the guys who I would see in D.C., they were actually, like...
Politicians?
Yes, girl. Or, like, had, like, very high corporate jobs.
Have you ever signed an NDA?
Yes. Several.
Really?
Yeah.
For what kind of work?
The peeing. Or even when I, even now to.
It's okay.
Okay. So when I would book some girls with athletes or movie directors, producers, shit like that.
Okay.
Everyone. Anybody with like high positions in power or fame.
So you've gotten to a hotel to piss off somebody and they're like, hey, great. Can you sign that?
No. After screening and stuff, well, they put that in there. Like when they send you the initial email, they'll tell you all the things that they want to do, all their screening information, and then put, hey, would you also mind signing this before you come over? And they send you like an e-thing and you go ahead and put your e-signature.
What?
And send it back. Yeah, girl. Everything. I barely talk to clients on the phone until... We're there. Like, everything is usually done via email.
Have you ever taken someone's virginity?
No. I don't know.
Like, no, I didn't know if someone was like, hey, like, I'm wanting to, like, lose my virginity.
No, I did see this one really young boy, and I was wondering, like, how is he getting the money for this? He had been, like, 19 years old, and I saw him, and actually out here in Dallas, and I was wondering, like, how the fuck is he getting the money for this? I saw him, like, 3 times, and I'm like,
really?
How are you getting money for this?
Taking it from my fucking dad, dude. Yeah. What is the weirdest request you've had? Or what's something you've had to say no to?
Shitting.
I've shit on somebody?
Oh, I've shit on somebody, but I've had people ask if they could shit on me.
What?
Yes.
Wait, you shit on somebody?
Yeah, I've shit on somebody.
How much you charge to shit?
Girl, okay, so I actually got flown to Amsterdam to do this with another group of some very popular Instagram girls. And we all was just shitting some...
It's real!
Shitting motherfuckers.
What'd you eat that night? I'm serious, bitch.
I think we actually had Indian food, so that shit was spicy.
Are they particular? I always wanted to know this. Are they particular about the shit? Do they want it to be like a hard shit, a wet shit?
Oh, yeah, they don't like wet shits. So they'd be like, please, no laxatives.
Wait, you shit on him in front of the other girl?
Oh, well, it's usually like a sweet situation or like a...
Well, no. Like, does he want like
multiple shits at once? I've never had that, but... But, yeah, I've probably done it twice.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I did it a lot. The preparation for that is hilarious because we have to get puppy pads.
What do you mean?
Like, from PetSmart, like, to lay under him just in case there's any spillage or sometimes, you know, sometimes when you poop, you might pee a little bit. So, you just lay a puppy pad underneath him.
Do they open their mouth?
No. I usually used to, well, the guy, he liked it on his chest. I don't know.
That's what I've, like, seen.
I don't
like,
know.
Well, not seen. I haven't looked it up, but, like, that's what I, when I was, when we've sure. done, like... Did you ever hear the episode where me and Mandy talked about how much we would do?
No, I didn't see. I didn't hear that.
So we were shading bitches that get shit on.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, what's the lowest amount of money you would take? So I put my phone, I put the number in my calculator. She put it in hers. We flipped it. I think mine was 50, hers was 20. And by the time we kept talking it down with no taxes, Mandy was like, bitch, you can shit on me for 10.
No, I did consider it because it was going to be a great trip. Of course, you already know
Dubai.
Where. You already know, girl.
Why is it the Dubai thing
it's
with shitting?
Girl, the sheiks over there and the princes and all them, they like it both ways. But a lot of them actually, they want to shit on you. They want to shit on you. They like to shit on American girls. Don't know why.
So when you shit on the dude, was he jerking off?
No. No. He
what?
Wasn't. Girl, he was like worshiping my ass while I was like trying to, you know, get the nerve up to actually do it. So I'm trying to focus on shitting and he's trying to eat my ass. I'm like, bro.
Oh my God! Wait. How, like, okay, so he was white because I mean, I feel like he got
to
be white.
Yeah, he was white.
Okay. And then, like, do you talk to him during it?
Well, kind of. Like when he was trying to basically suck the shit out of my ass, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's, like, slow down a little bit. I gotta make sure.
stuff, man. We had lethal lips on it. I wanted more detail.
I'm not gonna lie. It's an awkward situation. It's awkward. For me, it was awkward.
Yeah.
I had to get shit faced. Like I had.
Did he say thank you?
Yes, he was very grateful. He loved it. He actually put it in a Ziploc bag. I don't know what he did with it after that.
What?
I'm not kidding.
This is the fucking thing. Okay, I'm going to be honest. When Dallas Penn came on and said he fucked the shoe, I thought that was the craziest thing I heard. But bitch, he put your shit in a Ziploc bag.
Yes, and that's very common. You never heard about
bitch,
that?
Bitch, I want to drop this episode tomorrow. Let me text Andy. Bro, you telling me the nigga fucking... No, I never heard about it.
Oh, no, this is a common practice.
Okay, wait, you said you did it another time.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Like, this was in California.
And was he just as white and weird?
He was white and weird. White and weird. He also liked to, cross-dress, too.
Like, were these men very affluent? Do you know anything about what they did for a living? Like,
A lot of them were super loaded. But both of these guys came through provider references, so I didn't really need to know their jobs.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know exactly what they did, but, I mean, the houses were really nice.
What's the most money you've made for the, like, least amount of work? Like, have you ever just sat and talked to someone and they paid you, or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had this old guy in San Diego, and I used to be so freaked out to go out with, well, not go out with him, because, you know, I kind of look mixed, and he's white, and he was old. I was like, people probably think this is my granddaddy or something, you know?
Right.
Like, I was
Or you look like a hoe. Like that.
So, I used to go out to eat with him, girl. He used to just.
Mom, I'm recording right now.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I'm the queen of the blowjob. No.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Okay, so
the old guy, he used to cash me the fuck out. Like, everybody would know, like, all my friends who would know, like, I was going to San Diego, they knew. Because that wasn't my regular route. Like, I used to go to L.A. or Orange County and stop there. So when I would go to San Diego, they all knew that I was about to come back and we was going shopping. We was about to have fun. Because he was so old. Like, he had to be, like, 80 years old. And I used to sleep over his house, but he couldn't even get it up. He couldn't get it up. He just literally wanted company to, like, go out to eat. He just liked to go out in public with me all the time. That was
so
like,
that really is escorting, though.
Yeah, that is. That is.
So, like...
For sure. I used to go to weddings or...
What did they do? Did they ever give you like
a script?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about one of them.
Okay, so once came I was a friend from work.
Oh my god.
As a friend from work one time, the other time we'd only been dating for 3 months and we met at a bar and he sent me drinks. So like I had a whole thing that I had to remember for when they asked like how we met. So yeah, girl.
Did you ever forget?
One time at that wedding, girl, I got fucked. You know, I got fucked up. And I think I was at the table and I was ready to go. Your time is almost up. And, you know, I was telling him, I was like, I text him, like, hey, I'm ready to go. Because he left me at the table with some other women. And I'm like, girl, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to go. I've been here since, you know, them weddings be long.
Bitch, you just said I'm ready to go 7 times. I'm ready to go.
So when he came back, it was kind of a scene. And I said something along the lines as if you're, you know, you might have to send me some more money.
No, you didn't.
I was fucked up. And he forgave me, so it was fine.
So had you ever been in a situation where you'd gotten walked in on or something, like by a wife or like situation happened?
Maybe by like the maids at the hotel. But you tip them, too, so it doesn't matter.
They knew what you was doing?
What, the people at the hotel? Girl, yeah. They see that door swinging. They know. They see that the people coming in and out the room. They know.
So
they know.
Had there ever been a point in time where you like...
I got banned from hotels. Like, I've had the hotel tell me that they were sold out, and then I look online, and it was still there. And I was like, bitch.
So, okay, wait. Have you ever been kicked out of a
no,
hotel?
No, not.
Or a bar?
No. Oh, actually, yes, bitch, and I wasn't even doing anything. The Hard Rock. I was at the Hard Rock in Florida, girl, minding my own business with a friend. And they called us undesirable. Oh, we got 2 undesirables. I was like, the fuck? What are you doing? Like,
you was always up in there gambling and shit. I remember that. You'd be fucking around in there. Yeah, like
in the Hard Rock?
Yeah, you used to do that shit late night. I remember that.
Yeah, but that time I wasn't. I was really there.
No. Yeah. I mean, like, hanging out. That was the thing to do back then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, that's a late night spot. You can go there and drink, play poker, you run into everybody.
Right.
So, I wasn't doing shit. And they saw us at the bar.
Have you ever been I remember when I was dating an older gentleman, and I wasn't tricking per se, you know.
Okay, girl.
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay, girl.
I mean, you know, I just liked to have nice things. Uh-huh. What do you call bitches like me that's like never, what are they called? You know what you used to call me? You used to call me your square friend. When we were out that night, you're like, that's my square friend. That's my square friend.
Well, yeah, we call you squares or, what is it? Undercover hoes.
Oh. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Except I have a whole show all over now about it, so I guess I'm not undercover anymore. Hold on. I did want to ask you something. I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, you did tell me about something that happened to you, and I want to get into the license part of it. Can you tell me what happened when you got arrested? How did that happen?
Okay, so I was really young. I had to be, like, 19. I was really green. Like, I was just trying to figure it out. I was really excited about the money. So I don't know what happened. And I was out in California. I was just starting to really smoke that kush, girl. I was high and shit. So I remember when the guy came to the hotel. First off, the knock was a little strong. I was already, I don't know, the whole
thing.
The knock was a little strong. It was like,
ow.
Yeah, this is a solid table. No, I was like, I don't know. It was just like aggressive. So I don't know. I already felt weirded out. So I opened the door. I sat on the bed and like he stood in front of the bed and like was facing me. And like he just looked like a soldier at ease. Like I was like still trying to figure it out. Like, is he in the military or something? Because his arms was folded and his legs were like shoulder width apart. And he was just like standing over me like asking. Like I felt like I was being questioned. And he was like asking me like, he was so dumb. He had to have been new or something. Because he was asking me like specific things about my services and rates. And oh, how much for this if I want to do like, you know, can I add this? Like, oh, how much for anal to add anal? And I was like, you know what? I don't feel good and I don't do any of that stuff. So you gotta go. And when I opened the door, it was a whole bunch of other cops. And they searched my room for like drugs or whatever. The room did smell like weed, but I already smoked it. So didn't have to go to jail for that. And yeah, I didn't incriminate myself for prostitution, so they couldn't charge me for that.
So what did you get? You got a ticket?
I got a ticket for escorting without a license. It's a $500 ticket.
Now, do you know anything about a license? How do you get a license? Because in Florida, it's not legal, is it? So, like, what?
Escort? You know what? With the new laws, I'm not sure if you can even still get an escort license, because how are you supposed to advertise your services now that these websites are down?
Right. Where are some places that someone can go and do this legally? Like, what about the Bunny Ranch? I was watching that growing up as a kid. Yeah, I mean, I watched that shit.
Yeah, Nevada, and it's actually legal in Canada. Prostitution is legal, but soliciting prostitution is not. So the client would be the one that we need to worry about getting in trouble.
Wait, soliciting prostitution is not?
Right.
So like, asking for it?
Yes. Okay. So like the client, if they're going to do any bust, they're trying to catch Johns and not the actual prostitutes. But I think that that's better because, well, not better. I think the whole thing should be decriminalized. There should be, just like in certain sites, like there's a site out here called Ecce, or even Eros too.
How do you spell Ecce?
ECCIE.net. And you have to send a picture of your ID. You have to send a picture of like a selfie holding the ID next to your face to make sure that you're of age before you get on there. So
that made me feel safe. And the clients have to go through that process too?
Clients do not. And now this is a big buzz that's going on. And a lot of people are actually hopeful that these sites will change their layout because a lot of them are made for the client and not like it's very hard to dispute a bad review on a lot of these sites. It's like a very like for us a business that's made for women, it's very male dominated.
I want to talk about black people in sex work.
Okay.
Black men and black women.
Okay.
I remember going on Craigslist to just look and see what stuff was like, and I saw a lot of people saying no black men
or no AA, which means no African Americans.
Why?
Well, they think usually those girls, they have pimps. The girls who say that, they have pimps because the pimps think, like, okay, if you like black dudes, you can't see another black dude.
Like, I gotta be the only nigga you fucking?
Basically. I mean, that's what a pimp, that's what he does, girl. That's your man. That's your boyfriend, your manager, your fucking travel agent.
It was more of a pimp thing.
The pimps, and then also there are a lot of white guys who don't want to see girls who see AA men. Like, I've had guys ask me.
What?
Yeah, I've had guys ask me, do you see AA men? And when I would say yes, because I thought that they were AA, then they'd be like, oh, no, thanks. Or just not email me back or follow up.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's some sort of racism, but like, they don't want to. I guess they don't want to fuck after a black dude.
Insecure
white penis. Like,
have you ever had someone say something that was like a little too much race play for you? Like,
I've had requests for race play. I don't like that stuff. So I don't.
I'm not into it either. Like, so I actually was recently.
But I know a girl who does it.
Really?
I do.
But like, what is she? Is she black?
Yeah.
And she does. She lets them talk to her.
Mm-hmm. Call her all kinds of nigger bitches and crazy.
Great. Really?
Yes.
That shit freaks me out.
It's weird.
I had a white boy say something about my black pussy once, and I remember never being so fucked up about it, dude. We were drunk, and he's like, I thought you were, like, into it. Like, you always make these white boy jokes with me. I'm like, yeah, but I don't fucking fuck you and call it your white cock. Like, why would you fucking say this?
Yeah, that's weird.
It was so
He probably
awful for me.
Was, but you know what, though? I have another
He wasn't demeaning. He just said, I love this black pussy, and it fucked me up.
But it's kind of fetishizing, also.
It's weird.
That's teeter-tottering between, like,
fetishizing and... You know what I've had dudes do now? Like, what? This is when I go out. Not during sex, but, like, I feel like white boys love to do this. This is their way of calling you black bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, you're just so exotic.
Yes. I hate that.
You just go, okay.
Right.
Your hair is frizzy. That's really what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, your shit ain't all the way straight, bitch. So what is you? Like, so with the race play, though, like you said, what stories has she told you?
Like, she's literally been in a collar and been whipped and, like...
In a collar while called a nigger bitch.
Yes.
That's...
I mean, we're not close friends because I can't. But I do...
Does she say it fucks her up?
No. She's rolling in dough. She gets paid very well for that.
Damn, dude.
She gets like $3,000 a call for that.
Whoa!
Yeah. And you'd be surprised by how much people are actually... Like, people pay it.
Because they fucking want to do this shit.
Yeah.
Damn, man. It really fucking hurts me that, like, there's this point in time where, like, white people are so desperate to fucking just unleash it on anybody.
Oh, and then another thing that's also a problem, too, is that they don't think that some black girls should charge as much as the exotics or the white girls.
You know, I remember that from Cat House.
Mm-hmm.
There was an episode where she was talking to another black girl, the one who was... You remember, you watched all of them, right?
I did.
The one who had been around forever, Danielle.
Danielle,
yes. There was a new girl named Jazzy. Now it's coming back. And she was like, listen... She was like, you need to take this fucking opportunity to be like, well, I you never had a black woman. That's why I charge more.
Right.
Like,
there are girls that are like that. There are girls that will only see guys who specifically want to see black women or who have this preference that they can't really explore in their civilian life or whatever. To me, like, the girls that actually go for the lowballing, it's just something with yourself because there's a market for everybody. Like, there's even plus size girls who think they can't escort, or even girls who are really.
We've had two plus size girls. Have you heard any of theirs?
I don't think so.
So we had the Cake Factory. She said, "Girl, he eats it from the back like a Big Mac," and she was like, "Bitches are shocked, and they always talk to me like I can't take they nigga like."
Oh, yeah. No, girl, there's a market for everybody. Plus-size girls, dark-skinned girls, there's a market for everybody, and you just stick with your rate. Stick with your rate. And actually, right now is a good time. The price of pussy is going up because now it's a little more dangerous. So that's in my whole forecast. The price of pussy is going up.
Your whole forecast? Damn, we might have to change the name again, bitch. I don't know about mommy, dad, and mommy. So would you ever get back into that life and... If you did, what would you change about what you're doing?
Like, well, I'm glad that it's like a skill that I'm glad that I have. If shit hits the fan, I know what the fuck to do.
What about it is a... Because a lot of people will say you just fuck. What about it is a skill? Is it selling? Is it...
Well, the whole thing... Well, first off, getting the clients, it's a huge investment. If you want top-paying clients, you have to... You need to pay a photographer. You need a website. You need to market yourself. If you want to be... somebody that caters to high profile or famous.
Have you become well versed in certain things, whether it be wines or food or the way you talk or like what are you?
Oh, for sure, wines and food. Yeah, I've had tricks throw me on a carpet and show me a whole new world, girl. Like I've been to certain things that I was like, wow. I've been out hunting.
Okay, bitch, that's real make a rare.
Yeah, I've been hunting.
It's about just as bad as race play.
No, he was cool, though. He was cool. He took me out to Nashville, girl. We went on the leg. We went hunting. He was cool.
Wow. You was fucking Duck Dynasty, bitch. Oh, shit. So, like, with sex work now, what do you think is a big... What's a question you're tired of hearing? Or you think that...
What's your real name?
What's your name for escorting?
Oh, back then, it was Layla.
Yes! I remember! You know, I remember just thinking, there was a friend that I had that really got annoyed with how much I was like, Allie is a shit. And she was like, she's a fucking whore. Like, I don't understand. The big deal, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you don't understand.
Wah.
There's so many fucking girls that do this shit.
Yeah.
And none of them are saying it. And actually, you know, I get into a lot of arguments with Mandy. You might have heard about the things that I say about Instagram models.
Right.
And I do want to explain myself on this because a lot of people are like, you're way too shady about it. But this is the thing. I remember a time where porn stars on Twitter and women that escorted on Twitter were so about that life and open and just, I guess, not shaming. Or they were more humble.
Right.
And now I feel like sometimes I'll look on there and I see these same types of girls and it's like they think they're on this other level. And they treat the other women like shit. And it's weird.
That's another whole hierarchy, girl. Whole hierarchy has got to stop. It's in all levels. Strippers, or even like Cardi B said something like, I used to strip, not fuck. Don't get it confused. She said that in that.
She did?
Yeah. And I was like, girl, like, don't. This is another thing.
What's the whole hierarchy? Tell me that.
Okay, so there's might be... Everybody does it towards each other. There's strippers who don't suck dick in the back and they... try to shame the girls that suck dick in the back. There are girls who suck dick in the back and try to shame the girls that don't suck dick in the back. Mm. Streetwalkers call bitches who post on the internet lazy. And bitches who post on the internet call bitches who streetwalk dumb. And vice versa. Like, it's just all kind of judging.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know I ain't shit.
And then there's, like, the whole new, like, you know, some of the people on the new feminist wave, they like to call themselves nasty women. But don't call yourself a nasty woman if you don't support sex workers. Like, right. How does that even make any sense?
I want to ask you something to take a different turn with this. Like, I have a lot of girls. We had a sugar dating episode on our Patreon. And we
have them, too. They're part of the whole hierarchy shit.
They
too.
Are. And I have a lot of girls that will ask us, how do you get guys to do this? How do you get guys to give you money? How do you do this? Can you explain what they're getting into with Seeking Arrangement? Have you ever had an experience on Seeking Arrangement?
Well, Seeking Arrangement, it's honestly, to me, if you just want some straight up fucking money, there are other ways to do it. Don't go in there. There's too much. To me, it was just too much filtering. Too much filtering. Lots of people on there wanting to play games. Don't want to go through your screening process.
I got on the site in college, and like in the college age, and like, I think I was too naive to be on a site.
Yeah.
I thought I would have a rich boyfriend. That's what I really believed.
Mm-mm.
And I thought...
Oh, no, you can go on there and you'll meet somebody and they'll be like, all right, I'll pay you to come to dinner or whatever.
I've heard of the what's your price date. And then, yeah. And then I would start to feel sad because I'd get on the date and then they would offer me this money to fuck me. I'd be like, well, no, I mean, like, I'm smart and stuff.
Right.
And I don't have to do this. And not even realizing it was just a gateway to do that.
Right.
So, like, what should women expect on Seeking Arrangement? Like, how do you...
Seeking Arrangement, like you said, if you're a very young girl, be very careful because you need to learn how to screen. Like, you need to find out as much information as you can about this person before you meet them in the Bahamas or something. Like...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe meet them at Starbucks first before, like, if you don't know how to gauge any information from somebody, meet them in a public place.
Yeah.
Find out their social, at least social media, something. Like, you need to find out something about them before you meet up with them.
Do you think Facebook is a good way to screen?
And then you got to look at their friends list, too. Like, make sure there's enough friends in there. Make sure there's at least 200 friends. Like,
no, but you're right. At least.
Yeah.
Not 10 or 5. Okay.
Yeah.
And so with Seeking Arrangement, like the sugar daddy relationship, have you ever had one and how did it work?
No. I mean, I did, but they never lasted very long. Like at most, like 6 months or 8 months, just because I was a greedy little bitch. I wasn't going to just sit around and wait for you to drop the shit in my account and then live on just, what, $5,000 a month? That ain't gonna work.
Come on, bitch. I know somebody out there like, I'll take that. Now, did you ever have a relationship with a client that you wanted more and they didn't? Like, you got too far?
No, but back to that question that you asked me, the client that I fell in love with, like, he was a young guy. He was actually from New York, too. Aries.
Did you just give me a horoscope? I'm about to throw up. Aries. Girl, he had everything going on.
Oh, girl, and then we were Molly loving, too, girl. Every time I would go over there, we would
bitch,
do
that was
Molly.
A Molly loving time. Oh, my God, I love you.
Yes. Oh.
The lights just shut off.
Okay. So, yeah, we was Molly loving. We in the trap now. We in the trap. So, yeah, we was Molly loving, girl. To it.
Now, if you wanted to date a client or if you did date a client, like, how did you get to the point where you stopped charging? How does that conversation happen?
Oh, you don't stop charging, girl. You can't.
Wait. Let's say it's $1,000 and you've got 5 hours, 4 hours, right? Let's just use that.
Okay.
All right? 4 hours of $1,000. When it's someone you like.
Yes.
Did you not go over the time? Did you not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. You go over the time. I was never really a clock watcher unless I was not enjoying myself. And even a lot of the guys, they like to, like, say if somebody booked an hour. We ain't finna be fucking for no fucking hour. I'm finna talk to your ass for 30 minutes.
Right.
and we'll go from there.
What was the most awkward client you ever had?
Oh, like, just, like, people who are socially awkward. And, like, just when they see you start stuttering, like, they've never been with, like, an actual beautiful woman before. Like, these are people that, you know, there are some people who do it for convenience, and there are some people who do it because they can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've had people, like, literally, like, come and just stutter, like, hands be shaking, and just, like, I mean, it's flattering because they say, like, you're so pretty. And you're like, okay, sweetie, just sit down, relax.
Can you describe your back ugliest massage or hairiest? Have you ever told someone no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Why do you say no?
Okay, so first off, I was doing a threesome. When these motherfuckers start to try to do some choreography and shit, I'm going to go to the bathroom and get my period real quick.
No, that's what you say?
Yeah, go to the bathroom and be like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed, but I just got my period. When you were doing it, my stomach was hurting a little bit. That's why I took a break. And, yeah, so much blood. I don't have anything. I have to go. And you just go.
Wait, choreography.
Choreography, like telling you to do too much. Like, okay.
Eat her ass and,
oh, yeah, now you do this. Oh, no, now put your leg right here. All right, now, okay, let's all stand up. And then you bend over.
Have
and
you ever, just, wait, like, annoyed. Have you ever had someone want their money back?
Oh, yeah, but you ain't getting shit back.
What? Now, why do they want it back?
Oh, when I first started, I would never forget this. Like, I literally got into a tussle. Me and my homegirl had to jump this trick. So,
what?
Girl, he gave me half real money and half fake.
What?
Yes, and when he was in the bathroom.
Was he black?
Yes. He was counting. He was.
Niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit, girl. He was counting his, and everything was all good, too. He came in cool. Like, he had some weed for us, whatever. My homegirl didn't participate. She went and sat in the bathroom while I was, you know, doing my thing. So he went to the bathroom to clean up, and, you know, I'm flipping through the bills, and some of them start to feel a little weird. Some of them start to feel, like, really thin.
Papery.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh. So I hold that shit up in the light. That girl, I went clean the fuck off. I told my homegirl. We bust in the door. I'm, like, yelling at him. He's trying to fucking leave. Like, he's trying to get out the hotel. So I...
Because they ain't like you can call the police.
Yeah, so I snatched his phone and threw it in the fucking toilet. And I was like, fuck that. Says, you're not going to give me no more money. Now you're going to have to spend that shit to get a new phone.
Like, kudos to you. We just high-fived y'all.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was the most awkward. Someone just said, I had a drink with you.
Oh.
What's up, bitch? What's the girl you work with? All right, I'm getting back in my phone because I'm, like, trying to get all this shit in there. I know we got another 10 minutes. And have you ever had someone that has asked for consent in a way that... Can you talk about the consent talk? I wanted to discuss that. Like, that's a big thing right now, and no, me too. Mm-hmm. And, like, have you had someone do it the right way, and have you had someone do it the wrong way? Have you had someone be too aggressive? I want men to understand that if they're interested in getting with someone who's escorting or any kind of sex workers, how to respect them, and can you talk about that?
Okay, so also in the screening process, there's a section where they ask you for your menu.
And like Cat House! else.
Yes, they ask you for your menu. So, like, they ask, like, can I poke your starfish? Which is, of course, like, can I do anal? Or, you know, just basically, or do you do COF, which is come on face, or COB, or come on boobs? Like, literally in detail about what
what's
you can
the other one? I know BB is bareback.
Yeah, BB is bareback. That's a no-no.
Ever.
No, because, I mean, when you think about, there's some girls who do BBBJ. Now, it is your body, girl, if that's what you want to do. But, I mean, syphilis runs rampant and sucking raw dick can get you sick. So.
Thank you for the, thanks for the rhyme.
So.
Came in the right time. What about, what's the most someone's offered you to go raw? I'm sure dudes have asked you.
Oh, girl. Like, how high do they go? Throw their house at you for that shit. Like, there are people who, and actually there's another thing that takes away our safety, or the girl's safety for escorting, is there are sites that we had blacklist sites where we would talk about clients who did try to take the condom off and throw their phone number, email address, aliases, and all their information so that if this person contacted you, all you have to do is, you know, go onto this website, put the phone number in, and then you see all this information and other girls who have had run-ins with this person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's called Date Check was the website.
Date Check.
Yes.
And that's gone.
It's gone.
But why would they remove something like that if all it does is help?
Well, because they say that it promotes prostitution. So if any of these, like, say if a girl gets arrested, they will take your laptop and they search through your thing and see what other sites you're posting on. So they can look back at those records and then every other website.
They take your laptop?
Oh, yeah. If it's in the room when you get arrested, they take your laptop and money and whatever else you have in there as evidence.
Have you ever had a friend that's been, like, locked up for a long amount of time? Or no, not a friend, but known any women?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's, especially if my girls getting arrested on the internet, unless you're an idiot, is extremely, extremely difficult.
Because I saw something about a lot of girls getting their Instagrams taken away.
Oh, I don't know. That's some new age stuff. You know,
Giselle Marie, we had her on for the stripper strike.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about, like, y'all got to stay woke. Like, they delete Instagram.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to censor everything now and really put a cork in people's mouths who were talking openly about this stuff. I saw there was a girl that I was following. Fuck, I forgot her name. But she was also, sharing some information about how this stuff is going to be moving to the dark web and, you know, trying to advise everybody to get your torrents and your fucking, different IP addresses and all these things. So
I've been learning about this shit. I mean, that's my new job is like IP addresses and stuff.
Yeah. So they're basically, she was trying to train girls like how to get on the dark web and how to advertise on there. And her thing got deleted.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to get on the dark web,
you need a different browser. You need like an onion browser.
But like, What safety is there today right now for sex workers? Like,
anything? Well, now that these websites are gone, there's literally, I don't know. Because say somebody was to hit up one of the girls, what she would usually do is go take the information that he gave her about the provider and look up the provider to make sure this provider is actually a real person that I can speak to and that has been reviewed and verified as well.
Okay.
That way I can take her word for it. But now you're just giving me the name of this random person and I can't even look up her reviews. I can't do anything to verify who this is. For all I know, you could have another phone or a Google Voice number trying to play a game. You know
now,
what I mean?
Now, today in your life, like, how did you transition out of that lifestyle? From madam to mommy, like, how do you do it?
I had help.
Like, seriously though, like,
like I said, I was depressed. It was life changing. I had to slow down a lot.
Do you miss it?
I do sometimes, but I get my life listening to you guys and,
oh my God,
and then
that makes you feel better, bitch.
It does. I feel like, oh, those girls,
what do you miss about it? Like, what's
it was exciting. Every day was a new adventure, basically. Like, or every client was a new adventure. You're like, okay, or sometimes, I mean, some things would be annoying, like, okay, somebody would have an outfit request for a 6 a.m appointment. You're like, really, 6 a.m and you want me to wear a nurse costume? Like, you know what? Let me just cancel because I'm gonna have an attitude.
Did you enjoy most of the sex you had?
I don't know. It didn't. It, to me, like, the sex wasn't intimate.
If we did 1 out of 10, how many times did you come?
Unless I made myself do it, not very often. Like I said, the clients that I did get off with were people that I found attractive. It's very hard to get off with a fucking 80-year-old or.
What's the oldest dude you ever banged?
He was like 82. Oh,
how was it?
Scary. Scary. They're like trembling on top of you, and like, and then they lay next to you, and you're like, I hope this motherfucker wakes up. I hope I don't.
Have you ever fucked someone in a wheelchair?
No, but I did have a little person come to the room before.
Get your fucking ass out of here, bitch. I'm only taking notes.
So listen.
Because I need to know so what marks to make the fucking clip. Oh my God, bitch, this ain't on video.
So he knocked on the door. Listen, he knocked on the door, right? And I looked at the peephole and didn't fucking see nobody. So I text him. I'm like, are you outside? Like, did you move to the side or whatever? Because I just looked. I can't see you. He's like, just open. He's like, just open the door, you know? And so I'm like, okay. So I opened the door, and he was a little person. And I had to, like, I just had to suck it up.
Oh, my God. Did you fucking bang it?
He only did oral. That's as far as he made it. He came super fast. So that was, it was interesting. So, yeah.
What do you look like?
He was, He was Mexican. That's actually here in Dallas.
You know what? Let me not be racist. In this political climate, we do have a president.
Don't say that.
But wait, no, I am very curious. Did his dick seem really small?
No. It was average sized. I was very shocked about that. It was average size. It was kind of big for his size, if you think about it. You know, like, you wouldn't expect that. I don't know if that was offensive. I'm sorry, you guys. Was that offensive?
Yes!
I'm sorry.
It was a little too big for him.
Oh, my God. My bad.
His third leg.
That's offensive.
So,
girl,
wait.
That's problematic. Don't say something.
Okay, wait.
I watched Little Women of L.A., so I know all these things are really sensitive.
Oh, I don't watch it.
Oh, so, girl,
so
they will
the
get on your...
So what's the proper terminology? Little
Women? Yeah. Little person.
Little person.
Yeah.
So did he say anything about it?
What, about him being...
Like, did he just say, like...
Oh, afterwards, he was like, oh, you wasn't expecting that, huh? Girl, talking about his dick. And I was like, no, I really wasn't.
Yo, wait. Do you get to have pictures of them before?
Sometimes. Sometimes they feel very confident and send you pictures.
And I love how you said it like they shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, because I would screenshot them and send them to my friend. Like, look at this ugly fuck about to come see me at 4.
All right, Layla. I am like, this is... Yo, I haven't left the studio in awe in a long time. Because normally you got to get it all out of somebody. Like, I knew it would be good, but like, bitch, I just feel like I got all of the escort secrets. This shit was so fucking lit for me. So now I want to talk about what you do now, because I want to really connect some people on a future episode with some of your ventures. So, like, let's talk about that. Come on, entrepreneurship.
So, I mean, in the meantime, to supplement my income before I launch my actual site, I've been getting really into like graphic design, and I make the cutest little posters, and I started making canvas prints, and I put them on Amazon, and I mean, you saw the stuff that I was selling for Christmas.
Hold on, you like, make canvas prints like, I've been wanting to buy a Kanye, well now I don't know.
Oh girl, I got the perfect one for you that you would love. I got the perfect one.
I would love to do that. So you print them out and you make them on a canvas.
Girl,
I've been on Etsy, like about to pay $150 for this shit. I would love to do
that. That's how much it costs, but I will send you.
You ain't getting no discount, huh?
No. I'm gonna send you some.
That's dope. So you make canvas prints and shit like that.
Canvas prints, posters, seasonal t-shirts, basically whatever is cute in pop culture, I'll throw it on a t-shirt and hawk it at y'all.
I like that.
Yeah, so for now, I've been doing everything on Amazon and Etsy, but my site should be launching in a couple weeks.
Can people ask you to customize shit?
Yes.
Okay, yep. That's dope.
Yeah.
I kind of feel a little guilty because the dude doing our merch, I wouldn't have...
I mean, you can rediscuss that at another time.
So, you guys, if you want to... Oh, well, no, why? You're not, like, out there on Instagram anymore. This is not, like, a follow Allie thing right now.
I mean,
now.
You can. You can go ahead. I know y'all are going to search me up anyways.
Yeah, we are. Like,
I am. It's Allie Yayo on Instagram.
Oh, it's Allie Yayo.
Yeah.
No shocker there.
Yep.
I'm so glad you came. And I also want to say, I am so elated that, like, just... It's so crazy just to see you again from, like, partying and Twitter. And now, me and you are both in different stages of our lives.
I know.
And to come back and, like, talk shit again. It's just, like, kind of how Horrible Decisions started.
Yeah.
But I want you guys to really take this in this episode and, like... just understand from another perspective, not everybody is a fucking victim. Sex workers can enjoy their fucking work. You just said you miss it.
Yeah. Every once in a while I miss the adventures. I miss trying to figure out like, oh, what's this guy going to be like? What's his fucking story? You know, like it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a really good time. I wish that Mandy was here because I want to know, why the fuck did we get into a Twitter beef? Like, for a while, me and her was
Let's call her really quick before we walk out of the studio. Let me just call. It's 9:42 at night. Let's just do a little quick call. I think we started.
Like, what did you ask her? Like,
no.
What was the beef?
She was just like, oh, yeah, fuck with Allie. Like, let's have her on. Let's see.
I got to come to New York and see you guys.
Yo, you know you got to stay with me. I got a new fucking crib. This is lit.
Oh, good. Because I was kind of hoping that you would say that.
Girl, you would be welcome if I had the fucking...
Well, Allie, I should have asked back then when you had that fucking jet. I should have been like, bitch.
Oh, when I had my two-bedroom? Yeah. I should have been cool with you when you was on private jet. Yeah, bitch, my pussy's a little more closed off. All right, Mandy didn't answer. I actually really am curious to know why y'all had Twitter beef.
Yeah, girl.
Probably talking shit to each other.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I completely forgot about it until I remember she liked one of my pictures, and I tried to go on Twitter to, like, look her up on Twitter, and I seen that I had her blocked on Twitter. So I was like, oh, unblock. I don't know what that was about.
It's been, like, so much time.
That was, like, 7 years ago.
When you come to New York, I want to do another one.
Okay.
Where we all are interviewing somebody else. That would be fucking super dope. So you guys, if you want to keep up with Allie or maybe ask her, at least, let's say this, ask questions if they are actually in the business and maybe need some safety.
Right.
Allie, yeah, yo. Or maybe if you can pass on an old trick.
No. No.
Hell no.
No, because I don't know. I ain't never seen you suck dick before. I'm not going to go refer you to anybody without knowing. Like, why would I send somebody over there? You ain't, especially if you're a new girl, you ain't got no reviews. Don't expect to
what
get
what kind of dick you sucking? Will you take a video?
What kind of, no, but I would like to.
Tell me what you think of my skill really quick.
Yeah, let's see.
Hold on, let me show you.
Let's see.
Let me turn.
I've actually always been very curious. Remember earlier I said you would have been a great
hooker. This was my recent Texas adventures.
Well.
Yeah, G's be getting it in.
If I had pearls, I would be clutching them.
You are so stupid. So he used this like rope.
Oh!
I was tied up. Hold on, wait. I was trying. Can you see the
Hold on now. This okay. Okay, and she doing it on her back. Ain't no.
I was Black China, bitch.
No, but that is not Black China, girl. Black China was not even. She wasn't moving. No,
that was after the roundup. You guys, again, thank you for listening. Follow me at WeezyWTF. Mandy is Full Court Pumps. We are Horrible Decisions. I really appreciate all of our Patreon members. We do a bonus episode every single month. I'm just like, so I can't even talk right now. I have had so much fun.
So much fun.
Me too. I just can't wait.
And then the journey getting here.
I can't wait to get some feedback about this episode. I want to put up a post about this, and I want you guys to just leave all your comments and tell us what you think. Bye.